Hey, it's the gutter. First gutter of the week, post-bank holiday gutter. I'm billing it as Billy as I can bill it. And joining me for the first gutter of the week are Phil Blundell, Philip Smallwood and John Gibbons. Now, what have I for you here? He said, consulting his notes. Guess what we're going to talk about first off, Philip? Thiago. because he's the only solid transfer link we've got, and he's not that solid. No, he is solid. I think we can say he's firm. The updates we have are that Thiago Alcantara is waiting because he strongly wants to move to the Premier League this summer, and Liverpool are still in contact with him. But Bayern told 2 days ago that they're to sell Thiago only for 30 million. This sort of pidgin English is a translation from Bilt, as per usual. It drags on, Philip. It drags on. The support gets ever more restless. I can't remember a transfer saga like this that I feel our fans are so invested in. The club dare not sign him now, surely.
Yeah, there's going to be one hell of a backlash if we don't sign him, despite the fact that they've never actually come out and categorically gone, yeah, we're after him. Which feels a little bit unfair almost, but it is in the position now where you almost sort of think that if Liverpool want to sign him, they will sign him. It's dragging on. I mean, there's a thing later in the agenda where there's a Catalan journalist who's talking about exactly how he'll play in the team, yeah. Which is, that's even more advanced from, he knows what house he's going to live in, which was a rumour 3 weeks ago. So it feels like there's too much going on for it to be nothing. But at the same time, you would like them to just do something, anything, even if it's a no. I'm all right with a no at this stage because I'm getting a bit bored of it, to be perfectly honest. It's serving no purpose. It's just a rumour that's there every day that's just winding on and winding on. And I don't know what they're going to learn in the next month that they don't know now. Yeah, I think in terms of the financial situations, I'm happy to accept that earlier in this summer there was sort of, oh, well, we don't know, and that's fine. They don't know. If they don't know now, they're not going to know in a month, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think it's not going to be like the 1st of October, there's going to be 40,000 people back in the ground, and they're going to find that out in a few days. The most that's going to happen in the next month is that a few thousand people are back in, which makes no difference to anything. So if you're going to sign them, sign them. If you're not, then that's fine as well.